Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Hi everybody, and this is Barbara Hofmeister, the host of the To Be show, and welcome to our show today. You're in for a real treat because we have a special guest today, and her name is Lydia Proschinger. And Proschinger sounds actually German, Lydia. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Is that a German name or is it a Belgian name, Proschinger?
Well, it is a German name, and my family originally is from Germany. I only, landed here in Belgium in 91 when I decided to move and basically settle down to have a family. The roots are still in Germany, but it's true that, I don't often go there anymore, but I plan to do some more, traveling these next, months and years to come into Germany. And there's some nice workshops coming up, so.
Excellent. So for all of you listeners, we have a purely European show today. Very unusual. Normally we have some American guests or people from Asia, and now this time we have a purely European show. I apologize for being a little bit late, but I couldn't get into Blog Talk Radio. I had to start three computers before it finally worked. So today we want to talk about Lydia's program, and that is Choose Love. And I think that's very important for us to understand. But you might have a different definition of love because you put it L.O.V.E. So maybe you can tell us a little bit more about it, about your
Absolutely.
Love process.
Absolutely. The love process is nothing to do with romance, and the idea of L-O-V-E just made sense because, yes, it is about love. It is about reconnecting with source energy, and it is about letting yourself know that you love yourself. And how can you do that? Well, the L stands for letting go. Letting go usually is the hardest part in the equation because we have a very bad habit of holding on to hot coals and say it burns.
Very true.
It is really about just throwing out that hot coal, saying, oh, I don't need it, it's going to burn me, so I don't really need to hang on to it. The O stands for opening up, and opening up is the next step in that process of turning away from what we don't want to experience to being open to what we do want to experience in our lives. And a lot of people are just really stubborn and look at all the closed doors and say they're all closed, and that's because, and all of the reasons that follow are excuses, that sometimes look logical, but they're not, because there always is another option. So if you're looking to the opportunity of being open to all the options that are out there, that's when you're going to see what the solutions are, and you're going to move ahead, and you get out of your rut, and you get out of the difficulties that you have with your health, and your challenges that you're facing soon turn into something that you can be a master of, because you're allowing yourself to think in that term of, I can make this happen. I can be in charge of my health. I can be in charge of anything, you know? So
yeah,
the V part...
It's not only about health. It's also about, I mean, all other processes in life, because I think you can use this openness for everything.
Absolutely.
In your health.
Yes, absolutely. But this is when you're actually discovering that you're not a victim in any kind of circumstance, but a victor. And you can create a vision in that victory, even though you have not yet obtained what it is you're looking for. And in this vision, in this process of discovering what really is, you know, something that you can look forward to and the goals that are attached to that, that's where you're going to put the energy. And the energy is your attention, your focus, and all of the things that you're actually actively undertaking in order to get there. The action plan, the steps that you're doing every day, the morning routine of reconnecting with self and source. And the particular aspect here is to have a very visual image of what it is you want to create. For yourself, for your health, for your family, for everything in life.
Yeah, I think that's very important, that people actually visualize it, that they can really, really imagine it, that they really know what they want and become clear on that. Because when you visualize it and when you become really clear, you start to feel it, and this emotion starts to move you and give you momentum and actually give you, well, actually gets you there.
Absolutely. Well, this is where you say the emotion comes in, and the emotion is the part where I say it already starts in the letting go process, where you have to allow yourself to feel these emotions. And once you are open to feeling these emotions, when you're in that V phase, the V of vision and victory is absolutely ecstatic. It's a process where you start to thrive. You have absolutely everything coming to you. It's like the law of attraction suddenly recognized you there because you've tuned into that vibe. So the V is a very, very positive part in the whole process. And the E is basically for emerging from that comfort zone that you've created. And emerging is when you imagine a big balloon, or let's say some of those beach balls that you have that you try to press underwater, and you let it go. Suddenly it comes popping up, and it's not going to naturally stay under water, right? So you have to imagine that this is the part when you're really ejecting yourself out of this, you know, this whatever it was behind you, and you're going to be leaving it behind, like, oh, you know, that was me before, but it was never something that you would have imagined overcoming, and it was so easy because of the rapid and effortless process that I call the love process.
I think it's wonderful because, I mean, especially I like, especially because, not only because it makes all the sense in the world for me, but also because you call it the love process. That sounds so loving, and you're right. The most important thing is that we love and respect ourselves first, and then everything can start to fall into place. So what made you get in, because you're focusing a little bit on the health aspect of things, and you mentioned that also a couple of times. What made you go into the field of health?
It's a very, very good question. And obviously, I have a bit of a history with that. And, you know, we don't have that much time to tell you everything. But it was significant enough for me to say, okay, let me do something about my own health and in the process help everybody else. When I was experiencing my first episode of really, really chronic and severe pains, I thought I'm going to just numb them with all the heavy stuff that's out there. And obviously, you know, I expected it to work. But my body was saying, you know, it doesn't really work to just numb it. You know, the pain is there and you better deal with it. So I could take all kinds of really, really heavy medical treatments, and it would numb my head. It would make my stomach turn. It would totally bloat me and look, I would look like a stranded whale. You know, at least that's how I perceived myself. And I really, really was not happy. And, you know, just because of the fact that the painkillers did not kill the pain. And you're obviously going to imagine yourself in the situation as you are in pain. You imagine you'd be in that all your life for the rest of your life. And if then a doctor comes and says, oh, by 60 you'll be in a wheelchair, the vision that you create for yourself is not exactly the most positive one, right? So I had a great idea. I said, you know what, doctor? I think you studied in vain, because I'm going to find my own solutions and you just not cutting it for me. I took it very personal that he didn't find my solution. And then, you know, I realized eventually that I was outsourcing the responsibility of taking charge of my own health. And who best would be taking charge of my own health than I myself?
Very true.
So exactly, this was the reason why I would go into health. Not only did I find the solutions for myself, but I now have absolutely fabulous tools and the process that I've created around those tools in order to help other people who are experiencing health challenges. And when I say health challenges, obviously you don't come to me when you need a surgery, when you need a you know, stitches. I'm not doing this kind of health challenges. I'm talking about health challenges that were created because of the mindset you have and the emotional negativity that you're running on because of that mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you overcame your own challenges, I presume.
Yes, well, I had to first go on a journey. It was a journey of, you know, I think almost 4 years that I experienced as a very, very dark place, because I was in pain, I was depressed, I had 3 children to take care of, and I was on my own. I didn't have any family support, and I was really making every day, I was getting myself out of bed every day, taking my daughter to school, and I was meeting with adversity every single day, because obviously in my condition I wouldn't make it on time to school. The teachers would get upset with me. I couldn't keep up. I would be, you know, out of job because of the fact that I couldn't go and sit at a normal, regular office job every day. And I thought this was just going to be it. You know, I really was not looking beyond what there is that my body was trying to tell me. So I had to first connect with that part. And that part was when I realized that there are alternatives I can look up. And so I did. I went onto a search. I went onto every health forum that I could find. I went into a research of the physiology of the body. I went into the psychology of the mind. I went into the spiritual aspects of being who you are now in this present experience. I've lived a daily experience of the pain leading you to your own purpose. And that basically had me, you know, with my capacities of understanding and also being a, you know, a intuitive person, it led me to learning about how I can coach myself out of this, and experienced in the process that the moment you change your mind, you do change your reality.
Isn't that amazing? So, I mean, I am in total agreement with you on that one.
So I think it would be good if you can maybe tell our listeners how they can do that. Maybe just one tip that they can really use in their life, how they can change their perceived reality into something better and more mm-hmm. empowering, and in your case also healthier, which for many people is important. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Well, you have to first of all start looking at things that are really rubbing you very hard. If it's people, it's people. What are they teaching me? If it's situations, you look at the situation. What is the situation about? Why is it experiencing? Why am I experiencing the situation in a negative way? What emotions does it trigger? And if you're in this kind of situation with your, feeling, for instance, I was feeling very isolated with that because I wanted to be in charge of my own destiny, and I wanted to so much take the responsibility because I realized that that was what needed. But I absolutely didn't realize that I was blaming everybody else for my condition, that I was blaming the doctor for not having the solution, that I was blaming my ex that he left me with my 3 children, that I was blaming myself for not having been a better mother in the situation. And I was continuously in a emotional, negative, lower vibration. And the moment that you realize that you have to get out of that, if you focus on things that make you happy, that's the first step to do. And things that can make you happy, they don't have to be material. It has absolutely no use to attach your happiness to material things because, you know, you can really spend a lot of money on trying to do that. So the happiness comes from within, from making the choice that you want to be happy, from making the choice that you want to be healthy, and to correctly go to the root of all of these evils that you're experiencing at the moment, and not trying to blame anybody else, but to say, okay, well, if this is what I'm experiencing, what can I do right now to improve my life? And perhaps also in the whole process, saying, what is it that I don't love about myself that indicates as to why I cannot be in a harmonious relationship with this other person?
Mm-hmm. I think that is very important, and we should emphasize that, that it is, happiness comes from within, and it is our responsibility, and we have to take that responsibility. If we give the responsibility to our happiness, to our fulfillment, to feeling good about our life, to other people, or to circumstances, or society, or whatever, then we are giving our power away. It took me a long time to understand. Today I can't understand why I couldn't understand, because now it's so clear. But don't be surprised if it sounds a bit complicated. It is not. It's about you taking responsibility for your life and full responsibility and looking within. What do you need for your happiness? It's all inside of you. It's all inside of you, and it's already there. So focus on what is good instead of focusing on everything that's bad. So that's really, really good, Lydia, because I think it's important that, you know, every one of us has a different way of expressing it, but we all have made the same experiences. Once we look within and we find our own powers within, then things start to change.
Absolutely. But the thing is, I'm using energy methods in order to help people shift, because once you have acknowledged all of the stuff that's really bothering you, it is more easy to let go. It is really making no sense at all if you try to fool yourself into a happy-go-lucky kind of mood, because that is not authentic. In many cases, people would say, oh, yeah, it's not so bad, and then they go home and they cry all day because of the fact that, yes, it is bad, and they just don't want to go and share this with the world. But it doesn't help to, you know, to cover it over. It's like putting on makeup on a pimple. You see the pimple, and there's a lot of makeup. It's really horrible.
Yes, I think most of us have that experience.
Yeah, so you don't want to do that. You want to be proud of your pimple and say, well, this is just a cleansing aspect of my life, so get out of the way. You know, I really want to cleanse myself. If you don't want to look at it, it's okay, you know. But accept the way that you are right now. That's the way that you can start to clear all of the rest of the energy. If you deny yourself that part of you, that, you know, that will just be one of those big issues that you cannot overcome. Because the moment that you're accepting yourself just the way you are, unconditionally, if you accept that and say, well, even though I'm really, really in a bad place, I love and accept myself. And obviously, I'm using EFT and matrix frame printing in this process. This is the moment when you can connect with your own inner guidance system, the GPS that you have to drive on that highway to your goals and to your own fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And I'm sure that there are some people that have not heard of EFT, so maybe you can, I mean, I use it myself at times, so I know mm-hmm. that it's powerful and it's very easy for everybody to use. It's a takeaway technique. I love everything that people can take home and they can actually use it by themselves. So maybe you could say a few words about what EFT is and how they can apply it.
Of course, absolutely. EFT is
easy.
Yes, no, it's easy. It's easy. It's rapid and it's so. And, you know, it's so practical because you don't need machines, you don't need anything else rather than having to go somewhere. You can do it right in your very, confined little space. When you're in a bad place, you don't want to have to move around. You just really want to get well. So EFT is an energy psychology technique where you use your fingertips to tap on energy points in your body. Those centers of energy will help you deblock emotional charge of the energy that is being stored on your meridian system. This all is based on the Chinese understanding that our body has different meridians and that everything is connected, that we are just part of a greater matrix of everything that holds everything together, and all of this energy, it's like we have a holographic body. And in the moment when you realize everything is energy, you can actually do your part by tapping. This is when you tap on those points, that is a form of energy that you're giving your body. It's an impulse that allows the blockages in your energy system to undo themselves. And layer by layer, you take off all of those shades of whatever emotional charges you have around core issues. And then you come to the core issue. And the moment that you do come to the core issue, you are being transformed in a very powerful way. And the same thing is for matrix reprinting, except that matrix reprinting is working with energy that is in the past. EFT also works with the past, and it goes very far. But the aspect of a matrix reprinting is that you're actually using the conscious images that you can create and implant them into your subconscious rather than allowing all of the negative images that you've experienced to block you and to continue haunting you as if you were the puppet, and every now and again this experience would come and pull your strings. It is cutting those strings, those energetic lines, and you actually are planting images that are going to be propulsory into your new energy sphere. It's really very, very powerful. So you have beautiful, happy, harmonious images that give you peace at heart and that give you a very high frequency to have all of the things that are in your life right now to come to a point where you can feel that the solutions are coming your way and everything is aligning itself with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that I know the techniques, and it's so powerful, and it's so easy. This is, a lot of people seem to avoid this type of techniques because they're so easy, so, you know, they probably don't work, and then they go into years of therapy instead of making use of what is today available, like NLP helps a lot in a lot of cases, timeline therapy helps a lot, this matrix helps a lot, reprogramming your matrix helps a lot, EFT definitely also is very helpful, and it's a fast process. It's easy to learn, and you can apply it yourself. So do yourself the favor. If you have any of these issues, and we all have some, you know, it doesn't have to be health issues. It can be relationship problems that we keep falling into the same traps again and again and again, because there's some healing that needs to be done first before we are open to something new and better. So do yourself the favor and look into these techniques that we have today. Most of them come from ancient times, but today they've been perfected and they've been made really easy. So that's well worthwhile doing. We've almost finished with our time. So, Lydia, I would like you to tell the people where they can find you, how they can get in touch with you, and, yeah.
Well, everybody who wants to get in touch with me, I'm on Twitter as Serendipity Jane. And I'm also on Facebook with my name. You just add Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A, dot Proschinger. That's P-R-O-S-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. And if you are one of the really motivated people who wants to be on my VIP coaching program, you can get one consultation with me entirely for free, just to find out what it can do for you. And there you can fill in a form, and that is on my website, which is www.life-procaching.com/vip.html. And it's just a form. You have nothing to pay. It's just to fill in. We arrange a time and space. I use Skype a lot because it's very easy. And you can connect with me, explain what it is that you want to work on, and you just see how we connect, because we have to connect in a coaching relationship. I really don't work with everybody. So we have to connect on all those levels that I know that is going to be beneficial for you, and you have to be comfortable with me. And at the rate, if you want to take the next step, that's wonderful. If you feel like you're still trying to find out how else you can go about solving your issues, that's fine with me. We at least have connected, and we understood that this is perhaps not for you. And that's great, because then you can move ahead and find the solutions that are good for you.
Thank you very, very much, Lydia. That was so nice to have you on the show, and everybody that listened.
Thank you, Barbara.
Today, you're welcome. You've learned today some other techniques that you can use to really make your life fulfilled, to make your life happy, to make your life powerful, because that is who you are. You are powerful beyond measure. Never forget that. Next week, I'm on a cruise, so I won't have a show. I will see you back on the 14th with a really powerful teacher, the Shiva. So don't miss it on the 14th at 1 p.m. EST, same place, and I will see you then. Have a wonderful time, have a great life, and remember, if you believe you can, you can. This is Barbara Hofmeister from the Disability Network.